Joined in studio by a couple of folks with some great news about an event coming our way this fall. We're joined in studio by Sue Bernier, who is the Executive Director of Philanthropy at St. Joseph Healthcare. Sue, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Rich.
And
good to be here.
To my right, the lovely and talented Brad Ryder of Epic Sports, who will be serving as race director for this event we're about to talk about. Brad, welcome in.
Good to be here, Rich.
And also on the board at St. Joe's.
That's right.
And I mean, the list goes on and on, but let's talk about what the event is coming up September 29th. Commit to get fit. You've got a couple of road races, a 5K and a 10K going on.
Correct. A 5K, a 10K. You can walk or run the 5K. We are going to encourage people to run the 10K, or we'll be there a little bit longer than expected. And we also have a fun kids run just around the park, the perimeter of the park. So something for everyone. And if you can't walk or run, you can train with me. And then plenty of volunteer opportunities, plenty of water station, cheering stations. Perfect for this show because it goes right through downtown.
Perfect.
But also really about the community, really about the community around St. Joe's and helping build our mission outreach.
And as you point out in my little cheat sheet here, this is not your typical race because there are so many different ways people can get involved in this.
That and there's not only something for everyone. We've been saying walk, run, cheer, or volunteer, but a lot of races are about the finish line, are about the final product, that first 5K ribbon. I remember mine very well. But it's really about everything that leads up to the finish line for us. So it's really about that commitment to get fit, that commitment to either attend one of our educational seminars, join a group run, go for a walk with a doc. We've got all sorts of activities, especially as the weather warms up, to really get people outside and making that commitment to get fit, whether or not they run or walk a 5K or 10K in September.
For those who do plan on running or walking and not volunteering or cheering, Brad, what's the course for the race? You start at Broadway Park.
We do. We start at Broadway Park and then head down towards Harlow Street. From Harlow Street, that's where the 5K and the 10K separate. But if on the 5K, they go down Harlow Street towards Valley Drive and eventually to Kanduska Avenue. And then back up towards Little City and towards the hospital and then eventually back to the park. So that makes up a 5K. The 10K is...
Sounds like I could be going right by my house. Now, if I sneak out of the race and get a drink of water or something, can I get back in? That's okay?
Yeah, if I see any lawn chairs out there on the lawn, I'm going to know something's up.
You can also start up a team, too. You don't have to do this as an individual, and it would be great Correct. If people participate as teams.
Correct. So we already have 10 or 11 teams. We're pretty early in the registration phases, but happy to report we're 60 registrations so far, 10 teams. Several of them have been started by our own St. Joe's employees and physicians and providers, and then some of them are just public folks. Our biggest team, the team to beat right now, is Dragonfly Therapy, physical and occupational speech therapists here in Bangor, very much a partner to St. Joe's. And they are the team that is not only getting the most registered, but, you know, they're physical therapists. They're probably going to run pretty quickly. They're probably going to have some PRs on that team.
But I assume it would be an outstanding idea if, at businesses, one department Yes. challenged another, or friendly competition among businesses, one radio show challenges another, or one school challenges another.
Rich, we fully expect you to sign up and register as a team within minutes of this broadcast.
You feeling loose, Kerry? Is this, you got till September to get ready.
Oh, I think I could manage that.
All right.
Sure.
Would you do the 5K or the 10K?
Five.
Would you walk or run or cheer?
Walk.
Okay. All right. It's on a Sunday. We could make this work.
You should make it work then challenge everyone else to make their team.
I think that's a great plan. Absolutely. You've already got the information available on Facebook where people can get involved.
Yep. Just look for St. Joe's or St. Joseph Healthcare or St. Joe's Commit. We've got the Commit's got its own Facebook page, but it's also linked to the St. Joseph Healthcare Facebook page.
And what's the best way, Brad, for people to sign up, get registered, form a team?
You can do it all online. It's really easy and simple. You can do it as an individual or as a team.
Outstanding. And who benefits from all of this?
So St. Joe's is your community hospital. Our mission is, as a community hospital, to be out there in the community, really looking for those who are most vulnerable. So we really aren't waiting for necessarily everyone to come to our emergency department or come to the hospital. We're really focusing on primary care and things in the community. So this particular race, we're going to start with the first chunk of money will go to our Safe Nurses Program. Those are sexual assault forensic examiner nurses who work with victims of sexual assault and our human trafficking partners and collaborators to reduce the human trafficking in Maine.
Well, that sounds wonderful. We're talking, by the way, with Sue Bernier from St. Joseph Healthcare, Brad Ryder from Epic Sports, who is the race director. Circle the date on the calendar. It's Sunday, September 29th, starting at Broadway Park, French Street in Bangor. And don't wait around, because the sooner you get involved, the sooner you sign up, the more help that it does to the whole event, right?
That's right. There's lots of different support activities available. So the idea is to get signed up, to commit to be fit for yourself personally, and be able to get conditioned and get ready for this. The nice thing about this event is that you don't have to be an extreme athlete. If right. you want to get out and walk, you can do that, whether it be a 5K, possibly a 10K. But if you are a regular runner, then we've got something for you as well. So, this is really a community event.
Well, and I love the fact that it appeals to the competitive runners, but the people who just want to get out, maybe you're starting a fitness program and just want to get out and move more. And I have a weakness for fall. To me, September, October are the two best months of the year. I can't think of a better day to do this than Sunday, September 29th.
Me either. And September is my favorite running month. Don't tell the folks at the Maine Marathon that always are in October, right? I love September for running. The air clears up and just kids are back in school. We hope lots of families show up for the kids' fun run. Just make it more about community. And we'll really turn that French Street side of Broadway Park into a party.
That sounds great. Well, I love the idea. We'll keep spreading the word. Maybe we can get you to come back as we get a little closer and share more information about it.
Yeah, I'll report on your team.
Okay, that sounds good. Right now, it's a two-person team.
I think Bruce could probably be easily convinced.
We're old. I mean, we got to find some young blood in the group here, but we can make it happen. Oh, no, wait. Bruce says, I never run, but I might make an exception.
Thank you, Bruce.
There you go. We'll make it work.
He can walk with me.
That's it. Or cheer really loudly.
Correct. We need lots of finish line volunteers handing out medals and things.
Right. And there are prizes available as well. Not that anyone is doing this for the extrinsic rewards, but it doesn't hurt.
Well, we've got prizes. We've got finishing prizes, so the top runners, et cetera. But we've also got prizes for the largest team, the top fundraising team. Who knows what we'll throw in there. Especially for the kids run, we're trying to make sure that young folks get out there and make the commitment. So we're going to reward them all. You know, yes, every kid gets a finishing medal. But more importantly, it's going to be feeling really great about supporting our safe nurses and mission outreach from St. Joe's.
That sounds wonderful. Thank you so much, Sue.
Thank you, Rich.
Brad, good to see you again.
Thank you, Rich.
Thanks for coming in. Good luck with everything. We'll get our team. I got a 5-year-old. He could handle that. He could handle
just
that 5K. That's nothing.
Oh,
perfect.
Even better.
No, he's doing the 5K because he's got to carry dad to the finish line.
There you go.
Excellent. Again, more information available on the Facebook page. You can also go to stjoeshealing.org/commit. The commit to get fit, 5K, 10K, walk, run, cheer, or volunteer, Sunday, September 29th, Broadway Park, French Street in Bangor.